it's the 2 o'clock hour. Yeah, we got a 2 o'clock song, y'all. Oh, 2 o'clock.
Ooh. Move your shoulders just like this.
Freeze. 2 o'clock hour.
Music in the house.
WFDU. WFDU. Oh. WFDU. WFDU. WFDU.
WFDU.
WFDU. WFDU. WFDU. WFDU.
It's the 2 o'clock hour.
2 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Oh. Gets me every time.
Oh. Yo.
In the AM, it is Gospel Jazz Nation's WFDU 89.1 FM.
FM.
FM. In the room. Tony Smith in the house. My co-host JP.
Yes, sir.
Don Corey's in the house.
Present.
Present. And accounted for.
And accounted for. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, Don?
Hey, just chilling.
Okay.
Chilling like a villain.
You gotta watch villains.
Oh man. Alright, in that last set we heard music from Ben Tankard, Jesus is Love, featuring Merlon Devine on sax. Before that, Sister Lisa Scott Bailey gave you the song I'm Available to You.
Love.
She's
it.
Working
what
on
you
a
say?
Yes indeed. She's working on a Christmas album, Don Corey.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yeah. And before that, Roland Gresham gave you the song No Weapon. Angela Christie, Oh Happy Day. And we open up that set with Eric Benet. Yay. In the End was the name of that cut. 207 in the AM. Yeah.
You're late. You're late.
Yeah,
you heard it, right? I heard that.
Yeah, man. I got to tell you about my trip in Florida JP. You don't know about this, bro.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, after my Philly trip, since it was so late, I went right to the airport.
Wow.
Must Sunday morning, nice. Had a 6 a.m. flight.
At the airport.
Had a 6 a.m. flight. Ain't worth going home, man.
I think I'll go to the airport. I feel like watching the plane fly.
Philly International?
No, I was at Newark. Newark Liberty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So by the time I got there, it's like, 3 o'clock, 3:30. But anyway, I was just in time to catch the 11 o'clock service to surprise Reverend Gaston Smith at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. Now, my parents and my Aunt Gwen are already in Florida. They're vacationing now. They're in North Miami Beach.
Wonderful.
So they pick me up from the Fort Lauderdale. Hold on. I got to feel this. Mm-hmm. Brother's working that hi-hat, isn't he?
Praise the Lord for those of you.
Oh, God. Lord, help me.
Gives you chills, doesn't it?
Just want to get in the corner and hold myself.
Like the mother.
Yeah. Lord Jesus.
Oh, man. But anyway, my parents of all, Gwen, picked me up from the airport in Fort Lauderdale, and we drove down to Miami for the 11 o'clock service for Reverend Gaston Smith, Friendship Missionary Baptist Church out there in Liberty City. So they had to try and hide me from Pastor Smith because he likes to know everything that's going on there at the church, and he watches all the monitors, all the cameras around the area and stuff like that.
Oh, get out.
Yeah. What pastor does it?
Is that right? Okay. I didn't know it was like that all over.
I mean, they are shepherds.
But anyway, he's a wonderful individual, wonderful pastor. And they really support me over there in Friendship. But anyway, they brought me to the side door. And I hung out in Reverend Mitchell's office, which is right there in the pulpit. Halfway through service, the minister of music finally gets up, says, Pastor Smith. And he was adjusting a microphone, too, down low. So he thought maybe there was some kid coming to sing or something like that. So Reverend Smith, there's a gentleman coming in here. There's an individual coming here who just wanted to come and support you and your ministry, and it's a big surprise. Coming to you all the way from New Jersey, Mr. Tony Smith. And you must have thought that Michael Jackson was in the house. Big roar of applause. Got him. He was so surprised, man. He had no idea. So the song that I did, JP, was Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. Okay. I played that on sax. And I was feeling so good, brother. I even sang.
I would have just like.
Hold on.
Bring the smelling sauce out.
Because right now I need it.
Somebody call Ava Ursus.
Ursus?
Call Ava Ursus.
Wait a minute. Tosa, it got real good.
It got so good to me. I had to break it out in the vocals.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I did a little something. My father videotaped it, so I'm going to have to try and get a copy of the tape.
Hey, that Dad, on YouTube. We want to see it.
It's a must.
It's a must. Y'all got to see that, man. But
never
I had a good time.
Well,
I wasn't anywhere near that, though, Don. I tried my
never
best.
Never would have made it.
All right, that's better. Yeah.
Without you, I would have lost my mind.
But we had a good time. About 900 people in the house.
Wow.
Full church. It was good. Real good. And of course, the mothers cooked some vittles.
Yeah.
Plenty of
food. No, they don't cook vittles.
He had the nerve to text me talking about how full he was.
But like, that was.
I didn't get that text.
Fuck, I hate you.
But Don, that wasn't the feast, though. We went to a classmate of my mom's out there in Pembroke Pines. And when she put on a spread.
Near the lake.
Yeah, man. You know where that is in Miami? Okay. This guy, those boys everywhere. Anyway, we had rice, we had sweet potato pie, we had barbecue ribs with the sauce, JP, sauce in a jug, Don Corey. You know the jug that has no name on it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's that's the secret mix.
Yeah. You open up the top.
That's the vinegar. You shake the jug like that.
That's the vinegar jug.
My grandmother, my mother's mom, she was like that was the one who made the barbecue sauce in the summer. She taught me how to make it too.
I tell you, this was the best barbecue sauce I ever had in my life. I was pouring that sauce in everything. on everything. When I say everything, Don, on my bread. Rice, on the cornbread, the green. On the green, yes. My mother says, Tony, what are you doing? I said, Ma, this is some good sauce right here.
I'm eating.
Leave me alone. But I made myself sick. I ate so much. I must have had about a gallon of sweet iced tea. I had to roll me out of there. And pound cake made with like cream cheese, man. It was good. It was delicious. Melted in your mouth. It was off the charts, JP. I'm telling you, man.
That's the real
sour
pound
cream
cake.
Pound cake?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I used to make those.
My grandma made it too.
With two
my
sticks of butter. Real butter, not
it's
margarine.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
a
yeah.
Butter.
No margarine.
With some Presto flour.
All purpose.
That's right.
That's not white
Don't
flour.
Don't play.
You know
Presto.
About it.
Presto. In the blue and white box. Wow, you did it up this weekend.
Man, you ain't
saying
nothing.
I'm about to take you to the gym with me.
Oh, man, I got to work this off this week. Trust me. But I'm in South Carolina on Saturday, so I'm going to be hitting up some more vittles over the weekend.
That's
so
the red beans and rice.
Man, I'm going to have to hit the gym hard for the next month, JP.
Don't worry. Come with me.
All right.
Yeah, every day.
I passed by there yesterday.
You Valley?
Passed by.
You need to come with
I
me.
I do.
I'm but, doing pretty good, though.
Okay, okay.
All I have to do is reactivate myself.
But here's the kicker. After we left dinner, my mother got turned around coming out of Pembroke Pines to get back to where we were staying in North Miami Beach. So we're driving, and my mom's watching the sign. So I said, I'm sitting in the back seat, right? My mom's driving, my Aunt Gwen is passenger, and my father and I are sitting in the back.
And mind you, Tony, mother, and Art, they look like teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trust me.
And the father's just sitting there just chilling.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
That chill.
He's got that chill mode, that chill look. That's all he does, too. So I'm sitting in the back, and I'm watching what's going on. Let me turn this music down. I said, Ma, I said, watch the possum. Watch the possum. Watch the possum. There was this huge possum walking slowly across the road. She didn't even see it. She was looking at the signs trying to find out where we were going. I said, Ma, watch the possum. She screamed and hollered, hit the brakes. My father almost got whiplash in the back. Just missed that possum. JP, this thing was the size of a Great Dane. He had a big old sign that said, don't hit me. This
Excuse
possum
me.
Was huge. Don, you would have been
grossed out.
No, you wouldn't. You've been licking your chop, brother.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you
don't
would.
Even don't appetizer.
Don't even perpetuate that lie. I do not. I repeat.
Well,
not eat possum.
I found the Possum Show CDs. So I'm gonna be putting that bad boy on next week. And you were so interested. You were so interested in finding out how you prepare.
I only did it for our listeners.
Okay.
So that they could get, you know, the full detail.
Okay.
I was an investigator.
You investigated.
I don't eat possum.
No, you gotta
never
get that,
had it, never will.
Gotta get that record straight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Set that record straight.
Hold on, baby. Hold on.
Who's that, JP? Put them on. Okay.
Woo!
Hello, it's Gospel Jazzation. Who it is? Oh, I don't think they can hear me. Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? Anybody there? They can't hear.
Hello?
Hello?
Hola.
This thing on?
Hola.
Call back. You can't hear.
Hola.
Because we can't hear you.
¿Cómo está usted?
All right, I'm up to
Muy
drop
bien, her. Gracias.
Oui, oui.
Call back, caller. 201-692-2012 is the number. 201-692-2012. We're streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. All right, let's try this one more time. Hold on now. I'm going to try a transfer you.
Shout out to Winnie Stewart, Livingston, New Jersey.
Well, okay.
Hey, Winnie.
All right, you on, caller?
Yes, I am.
There you go. There you go. Hello.
Hi, it's Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine. How you doing, girl?
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
You should have brought the possum back.
For whom?
He was too big.
Sunshine, this thing was huge. Trust me, it was gigantic. It was too big to fit in the suitcase, girl. This thing is gigantic. This possum was eating good up there in Pembroke Pines. And he was just moseying along, Sunshine, just taking his time, strolling across the roadway. And my mom, I said, Mom, watch the possum. Watch the possum. Watch the possum. Mom, watch the possum. She said, ah!
Well, how did you know to tell her that? I mean, were you just saying that because you...
No, because I was sitting in the back seat and I saw the possum. And she wasn't looking.
Oh, you actually saw one coming. I thought you... Like had been down that road.
No. We're driving. I'm sitting in the back seat. I'm watching her driving. She's not paying attention to the road. She's trying to watch the signs so we can try and make our way back to the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the only one who saw the possum.
Uh-huh.
Sunshine, this thing was huge, girl. You could feed a village.
It's a good thing Lisa wasn't in the car.
Oh, she'd have been like, hold up. This is our dinner.
Who was in the car?
Lisa from Baton Rouge was in the car.
She said, hold up, y'all.
Hold up, y'all.
That's Kiel.
That's a big one.
That's Kiel.
That's a nice size.
Can't get this at no Piggly Wiggly.
Can't buy that at no store.
Uh-uh.
Gotta slam the door on it.
Gotta slam the door.
That's why they call it Kiel.
I put in that episode the other night.
You did.
I was rolling.
I found the CDs. Thank you, Sunshine, for giving me the date. God. So I'm gonna bring it in next week and play some excerpts from that show. It was hilarious.
Oh, you didn't bring it in tonight?
No, I didn't. No,
oh,
I didn't.
You didn't make it home.
I didn't make it.
I
home.
Got it.
You got it, girl.
Oh, wow. I got it.
Hilarious.
I just made a homemade soup.
Oh, girl.
Uh-oh.
And a fresh baked cake.
Oh my goodness. So you called to tell us to open up the door when you get here.
Listen to Don Corey.
If you're hungry, I don't mind bringing you food.
JP looked up like...
Yeah, you know what? Come in here. I need to talk to you.
Uh-oh. But Tony, he's traded me in for the people that are down there. All that good food he was just talking
Hold
about.
Hold on. I didn't either.
I did. So you can just bring our portion. And you can eat Tony's portion at home.
Wow. Well, I ain't going to say all that, but I definitely did not trade you in.
I didn't either.
No, I didn't trade you in, girl. They just took care of me down there in Miami for a little bit. It was all
But
good.
They didn't have any youth pie.
No, they sure didn't. They sure did not.
Hey, you're going to make me start speaking in tongues in a minute.
Can't nobody touch you with that sunshine. Can't nobody touch you with that pie, girl.
Hold on, I got a quickness.
Hey! Jesus is rubbing me across my shoulders.
Hold on, let me hold myself.
All right, I'll see what I can put together. Okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sunshine.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
This is one of the reasons why the listeners love us.
We are loved.
Oh, it's good.
And we love you back.
And we thank y'all so much for supporting Gospel Jazzations. Thanks for all of your pledges for the past month of February for those 3 weeks of pledging. And a lot of you have already sent in your pledge packets. Thank you so much for that. And if you have not gotten your pledge packet, let me know. I know Donna Chappelle sent me an email and said she hadn't gotten it as yet.
Okay,
so
I don't think Providence got theirs.
No? Okay, I'll check with management on that.
I got mine.
I did too. Now.
And I sent it in.
Let's just come through.
Yeah, I mean.
I got to send mine in.
All right. Thank y'all. Thank you. But we did very good. What you got there? Go ahead, JP.
Shout out to Big Dink. Dink, what's up? Appreciate this one, man. Brother Dinky's church, who he's the minister of music at the Greater Faith Missionary Baptist Church in Philadelphia.
Hey, man. Wow.
Philadelphia. Where the pastor is T.R. Nicholson, presents their music ministry anniversary, March the 4th to the 7th, 2008, starting at 7 o'clock.
Praise God.
And March 9th being service starting at 3:30, which will be Sunday afternoon service. And performing would be the Triumphant Baptist Church Youth Adult Choir, Liberty Gospel Singers, New Harvest Family Worship Center, gospel rapper by the name of Marcel, and a young lady by the name of Soleil will All these will be there on Friday night.
You're done with the program?
Huh?
You're not being featured?
No. Oh. Not there. I didn't finish. Okay. And on Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, rather, at 3:30 p.m. At the Greater Faith Missionary Baptist Church, where the pastor is the right Dr. Reverend T.R. Nicholson.
Wow.
JP will be featured.
Uh-huh. All I had to do was just keep listening.
Yes. JP will be featured for a concert at the Greater Faith Missionary Baptist Church. And it...
Wonderful.
At 3:30. The address is 2601 Wesley High Avenue on 26th Street in Philadelphia. For more information, telephone number is 215-221-9139. Once again, the number is 215-221-9139 at the Greater Faith Missionary Baptist Church. The address is 2601 Wesley High Avenue on 26th Street. So be there. We're going to have a good time, and we're gonna do our thing.
Yes, y'all show them some love. Show them some love.
So y'all Philly folks that's listening, come out and meet JP. See
what's
what
the date again?
Sunday, the 9th.
Of April?
No. March.
This weekend, bro.
This weekend.
It's coming Sunday.
Yes.
Is this thing on?
Let me check my calendar. See if I might roll my wheels down the road.
Yeah.
Bring one of them keyboards.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we stumble over, not stumble over this one, but they requested me.
That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
Wonderful.
So God is good.
Yes, that's right.
Wow. Better than that.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting better and better.
Glory.
And
that's good. That's a wonderful.
This CD gonna be crazy, JP. Oh. I'm telling y'all. Yeah. I hate to brag and boast, but this.
Hey, listen, you got to get excited.
Well, if I don't get excited, nobody gonna get excited.
Hey. Amen.
That's why the cup is overflowing.
Even unto the saucer.
Hey, hold on. I'm booked every weekend this month. I'm trying to get Tony's card. But it's a good thing.
It's a good
opportunity to share the goodness and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to spread the word to some new people that doesn't know what you're all about, and getting to meet some new friends and make some new relationships.
Network, brother. Network.
That's right.
Go ahead, JP.
That's right.
That's a nice segue into one of your songs, brother.
Yes,
can
it
you
is.
Feel?
Yes, I do. I know it.
Can you feel it?
I know that boy. It?
Yes, I do. I know it.
What that boy name is?
Shout out once again to Leslie Kennard from Pinellas Park,
Florida.
Thank you for tuning in, Leslie. I know you're getting ready to turn in, girl.
Oh, the night is young.
Well, she has a busy day tomorrow, Don Corey.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You know how that can be.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Leslie, and good luck with that, girl.
Man.
All right. I know what you're talking about.
I know that's right.
But we'll talk to you soon. Let me know how it all turns out, okay?
Man, I can't wait to get to Delaware to the Waffle House.
Oh, wow. That's right. They start, like, right around. Shout out to Bobby Pender of Nassau, Bahamas. What's up, Bobby?
Did he listen last week, Don?
Yeah, he did.
Did he enjoy the show?
Yeah,
okay.
He enjoyed. Cool. Michael Mitchell from Phoenix, Arizona, my cousin. Winnie Stewart again. Mark Rose. Glenn Hurt. Phyllis!
Hey, Phyllis.
I got your call. I tried to call you back, girl. What's up? Ty Dargan. Donald Jones. Sean Brown. What's up, Guanbine?
Guanbine.
Tyree. Darren Walker. Saw him
what up, Darren?
Today. What's up, Darren?
Yeah, he called me today, too.
His brother. You know, Darren is short. His twin brother is even shorter than he is.
I know he had a twin.
Yeah, he's a twin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shorter.
Nicole Carter. Mm-hmm. And you know, Darren ain't about this tall right here. His brother shorter than he is.
Tony, if you see his dude, what? Like, yo, you standing up, man.
C.D. Hawkins, what's up, man? Antoine McCoy.
C.D., what's up, man?
Leonard Smith, Lance Williams, and Dr. Aubrey Harley of Baltimore, Maryland.
You think I can get a track from CD?
Sure you can.
We only went to the same church.
Yeah. Y'all grew up together, didn't you?
Yeah.
Something like that. But, everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
Everybody.
Todd and Nicole. What's up?
Nice. 2:28 in the a.m. Man, we've been talking for half an hour, y'all. Let's get some music on. That's all right. 201-692-2012 is the number. 201-692-2012. Here is JP, the song entitled Can You Feel? Right here on Gospel Jazzation. WFDU.
All right.
Too much, Don.
A simple question to every one of you.
Can you keep it real?
Can a man be born in time without feeling pain?
That's not so real.
Seeing the more we pray, the less we believe, Lord. Too many religions for me to conceive, Lord. Why can't it be just about you for all the wonders you do? I wanna know.
Can you feel? I can feel the Holy Spirit moving in me. Can you feel? And it blows away my mind.
I wanna know.
Can you feel? I can feel the Holy Spirit moving in me.
Moving inside. For things hard to explain,
and it will reveal itself in time. Just give it time.
And it may be hard to handle, but God is trying to show you
that truth is more real.
More real. Just like a relationship that's between a man and wife gets a little rocky. That's just a part of life. What it all comes down to is that God wants your attention, so He can bless you better on another level in your life. I wanna know, can you feel moving inside?
And it slows away my mind. Can you feel?
I can feel.
Oh
yes, I can.
Something. Can you feel?
Thank you. this thing on?
This thing on?
You're listening to WFDU 89.1 FM Gospel Jazzations with my brother Tony Smith. This is Reggie Young. Out.
I can't touch that. I can't hang with
Lord
you.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, Lordy.
You've done so much for me.
Yeah, Lordy.
I can't tell it all.
Wow. I'm out of my league, y'all. I can't even.
you don't know. What the Lord is doing for me.
No.
You don't know.
You wasn't there.
How he set me free.
You don't know when and you don't know where.
And he picked me up. Ooh. Turned me around. Placed my feet on the solid ground. Yeah, Lord.
Don Corey and JP holding it down.
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Who is that? Those are the deacons.
The Amen Corner.
Wow. 241.
Got a hold.
Yeah.
Of me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I tell you something. Got a hold.
I can't do nothing with him.
He's all over me.
He's in my hands. He's in my feet.
Said I went to a meeting one night.
In my feet.
In my foot.
In my foot.
In my foot.
Foots.
In my foot.
2:41 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazz.
I know it is.
WFDU. Y'all crazy. 89.1 FM. Man, I cannot even go in there with y'all.
Oh, yeah, you can.
No, I can't. Mm-mm.
Come on in. The water's fine.
It's cool.
I'm going to stay right here. Sipping my sweet iced tea with my umbrella.
Don't tell me you got a jug under the board.
Got three X's right. On it.
Jug. In that last set, we heard music from Jonathan Dubose Jr., Paid in Full. And right before that, music from JP, Can You Feel?
Yeah, that Jonathan Bush track was hot.
Yeah, it's nice, wasn't it?
No joke.
Shout out to Sister Lisa Barber from P-Town, Patterson, New Jersey. She's still up this morning. Thank you, Lisa, girl. Can't wait to see you in a few weeks.
Yeah.
At Mount Olive Baptist Church in Inglewood, March 29th.
Reverend Walden?
I'm sorry?
Is that Reverend Walden's church?
Out in Inglewood on 2nd Avenue.
Think so.
Yeah, community. No. I don't know who the pastor is over there.
Can't remember.
Can't help you. Lisa's hit me up on my phone. Said, join them, Tony. Join them. Lisa, I cannot hang with those brothers. You hear me?
We can't hang with him.
No, we can't hang with Tony.
Please, man.
I'm trying. Dude, I got my little Dayton Philly on Sunday.
Hey, you just got to do it. You got to walk in his footsteps.
Actually, it's a nice size church.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a lot of. They have a lot of young people.
Okay.
They have a lot of young people, so they're really looking forward.
Okay.
To it. So, and looking forward to worshiping with you guys, and we're gonna have some fun Sunday afternoon, and. We gonna laugh, we gonna praise God, we gonna shout, we gonna get our dance on, and then we going home.
Amen.
No vittles?
A little collation.
Yeah, they do collation.
Like,
yes, sir. No, they, like, collation. They do real collation. Be that red velvet cake sitting up.
Oh, my God.
You know, of the of the social hall.
Oh yeah. The lower fellowship hall.
That's right.
Now there's an upper two.
Let us spray over the refreshments.
You know, come on in for a little collation apple. Immediately following.
Come downstairs and meet your brothers and sisters.
That's right. That's right. Fellowship.
Join her for some punch. For some punch.
Yeah. Not punch. You got punch and
punch. Punch.
Little cobbler.
Some little cobbler.
No
perch.
Cobbler. Punch.
Extra.
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 We got yellow cake.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world.
We got yellow cake and chocolate cake.
Yellow cake with chocolate icing.
It'd be that homemade stuff, man.
Oh,
well, can't beat it.
Well, you can smell the butter like 10
miles away. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But see, I got to watch myself. I'm trying to keep this lady going.
Be careful.
I've been doing good.
Okay.
Doing real good.
Well, I'll tell you.
It is Gospel Jazz Asians, y'all. 2:45 in the a.m., 15 minutes before the top of the hour of 3 o'clock. We're here till 6 a.m.
That's right.
Lisa, you better get your work done, girl. I know you got to get up in the morning. But appreciate you tuning in this morning to Gospel Jazz Asians. I'm glad you're having a good time thus far. Continue tuning in. Thanks for the support, girl.
That's right.
She's a big supporter, man. Big supporter of the music ministry. Okay. She heard my music back in November here in Hackensack at John Rogers Gospel and Songs when they brought Richard Smallwood in concert, and they were playing my music in the background as people were coming in, and she asked the sound person, who is that? So that's Tony Smith on saxophone. So she searched all on the internet trying to find me, search me out, and she wanted to get the CD. So she has a collection.
Wow, you getting big with this, huh?
All I found.
You know, you'd be going to the doctor's office and bam, 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 bam. Like, oh,
what
shit.
What is that?
Tony Muzak.
I think I'm healed right now. I'm healed.
He getting published money from the medical group.
Hey, you know, check it out over at Friendship in Miami. They're using my music for their announcements. They don't have the bulletins. They have a big old 50 inch screens on either side, and they roll the announcements on video, and they have my music playing in the background.
I tell you,
I thought that was so cool, man.
Isn't that nice?
That is excellent.
Yeah, Agape does that too.
Wow.
Big announcement.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, commercial. Mm-hmm. And Empowerment, that's the first place I saw it do it.
Oh, okay.
Baltimore.
Okay.
Is ASCAP there monitoring that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. He always working, JP.
It's probably all involved.
But I appreciate my Miami connection down there. And you know, I had to get my cafe con leche when I was down there. Got to have it.
I didn't think he was
Cafe
gonna say that.
Coffee with milk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
but it's Cuban coffee, man. Don, it's coffee.
See.
You never had coffee like this. You're not gonna get this in Dunkin' Donuts, brother. But it's so smooth. It's so smooth, Don. It's so smooth, okay. Man.
Can't go to the Cuban restaurant and get it.
Oh yeah, you can head down over here to Jersey City or wherever. Down there, yeah. Yes, sir.
He's Sean and him. He speaks Spanish fluently.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were telling me.
Yeah.
How's he doing thus far?
He's doing good.
Okay.
You know, I'll tell you.
Okay. 2:48 a.m. Never mind.
If he's listening, he'll call. He'll be like, what you mean by that?
Right. But Lisa, thank you, girl, for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in this morning. But you better head on to bed soon, girl. It's almost 3 o'clock. You know that alarm gonna go off.
Well, just keep it locked on soft, though.
Yeah. Put it on low. Just on a little bit low. But she wants to stay up and listen in.
Because we're gonna be doing this all morning!
Oh, Lisa!
Wake up, girl. Wake up.
Lita, are you up?
Buenos dias.
I know people be like, where do they? You know what? You can't make this stuff up.
No. What?
You cannot make this up.
No, you cannot. You cannot.
You just got to be delirious. Be in delirious mode. And you can flow right with us.
Oh, you're off today. Okay, girl. Oh, she's off. She doesn't have to go
girl.
In. So she
I
can
tell
see
you,
him.
Go get you some punch and
get some punch and some tissues. Because you're going to be crying all.
Get your little snacks. Get your little snacks.
We said her little snacks. Little cheese nips.
Speaking of which, you know, they
and
don't
Kool-Aid.
They don't serve you anything on the airplane
no,
anymore, man.
It's
like
just
a,
ridiculous.
What did you take?
These tickets are like
doesn't
ridiculous.
Matter. Doesn't matter who you take. You
and know? Then you don't get nothing.
Nothing. I got
you
little...
lucky. Well, you get a beverage, and you might. You're lucky if you get a bag of pretzels.
That, well, that's exactly what I got. Put that on. Okay, that's exactly what I got.
I know in the morning they give you like if you. I know when I fly out in the morning they give you like a old hard bagel. With this old clumpy cream cheese, and then give you a little, the give you a little swallow of orange juice to like chase it down. Like y'all are crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, you pay all this money and you can't even get.
I remember before you used to get on the plane.
I used to get a meal
when I used to go to Chicago. Oh my god, that was some of the best.
I know,
but you got to go overseas to get a meal now.
You get a little snack pack.
What do you get when
and
you
that
go to
costs $5.
What do you get when you go to Japan?
You get three meals. Yeah, you get like the meal when you first get up in the air. And then you get like well it's dinner.
What's that, 10-hour flight?
14. You get a dinner and then you get a snack later and then they have to simulate nighttime because the sun hasn't gone down, so everybody has to pull down the shades. You go to sleep and you wake up, you get breakfast, and then you're thinking it's morning. It would be morning where you are. You get off the plane, it's like 5 o'clock in the evening. You just had breakfast. Mm. Yeah, it's just, you know, but I love it.
Nice, nice. Yeah. We got someone on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll put them on in a second. But I just want to thank Sister Lisa. She just wanted to give me a heads up. She said, tell people where they can get the CD at, Tone. So y'all can go to the Christian Living Store located at 620 Route 23 North in Pompton Plains. And she hooked that up for me.
Praise God.
See, it's good to have friends.
Hey, right? Lisa. Yeah, hey, it's Lisa. In high places.
Lisa. Oh, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa girl. The Christian Living Store, 620 Route 23 North, right there in Pomplin Plains. Give them a call, 973-835-8005, 973-835-8005. And I can hook you up with Big City over there at 103.9 in Philly, so you can try and get the, you know how I take care of you, boy. What's up? You know?
Good looking out. Good looking
good
out.
Good looking out. Who loves you? Who loves you, baby? So hook that up. All right, who we have on the line? We got about 8 minutes before the top of the hour, 3 o'clock. Who to see you?
And is this talk radio or music? What's going on?
Oh. Wow.
Whoa. Right now it's talk radio. It's what we want it to be.
That brother act like he... Corey act like he just won an award. You act like you're the only person flew to Japan, brother. You ain't got to get details. Just
listen, I was asked. Obviously, you don't have good listening skills. I wouldn't have even said anything if it wasn't brought up. Go somewhere and sit down. Don't you start with me tonight, because I cut you.
You're going to say something whether somebody say something.
You, no, I am not. Don't y'all listen to him.
Rather than thank everybody for Jesus to the Papa family.
You know what?
Say that. Thank Jesus to the Papa family.
I feel a spirit of disconnect.
Good Lord. They want to hear some music, dog. Good Lord, you can't thank everybody.
It wasn't just me. We were all talking. This is a conversation going on.
I'm talking
you
about
you don't have any good skills.
Shout out.
Comprehension skills.
Wow.
And how would you know that?
Shout out to you, too.
Oh, you are a school teacher.
You hang on until behind the scenes. I got something to say to you.
What's up, Todd Nicole? That's how you wrong. Don't be bringing no food over there and brother ain't in town. That's wrong.
Listen, no, we're here.
We
ain't go nowhere.
You?
What's the problem? Been right here in New Jersey.
Use your vivid imagination.
Using that. Bring down some Slim Slow. Because that brother needs to slim down.
He said Slim Slow.
I'm going to let you talk because I know you need some Slim Slow too.
Oh, man. Slim Slow. Wow.
Let him talk. I know you can.
What you say, Don? Let him talk.
Kevin, yeah, you're a mess,
he needs
bro.
Some Slim Slow, too.
Shout out to Cynthia.
For his head.
Oh.
With your fat head, sir.
Hey, Don. Check this out. I got something for you. I was writing the other day, and I came up with this for you. You got me, JT?
Go ahead,
you got
man.
Four there? Give me C sharp.
Whatever.
Now the question is, does Don Corey have a job?
Oh, God, and turn the page.
And the answer is?
Yes.
Silence, you demon. And the question is, can Don Corey drive the car? And the answer is?
Again, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Tell you.
Now, you can say yes on this. Does Don Corey like to eat? And the answer is?
Yes. Wow.
I know you got a witness on that one. Just look at the back of your neck with them three rolls.
Wow. He's lying, people. There's no rolls in the back of my neck. You gonna burn. This is a clue. H-E double hockey stick.
You say you gonna burn. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't make this.
Can't make it up. Sister Lisa says she is having a good time. So you guys are too funny. You guys are hilarious. That's Kevin Moore from Oakland, California.
Kevin left.
Oh, wow. Oh. You know he's calling back.
You know he's calling back on that one.
You know he's calling back. Wow, Kevin Les. Man, I won't even be on the other side of the phone. Jesus may come right now.
3 minutes before the top of the hour, 3 o'clock. It is pouring, starting to pour out there, y'all. Y'all going to leave a little early tonight? JP, Don Corey? Yeah, it's raining out there, man.
Are you serious?
Yes, look up. Look at the video, brother.
Well, you know, it's to my back.
Okay. No. See? Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Les.
Yes.
Don Cornelius.
Kevin Les.
Yes, Don Cornelius.
Kevin the mess, that's the left.
Well, there goes the.
They give you the warning. Cut him off. That's what they say. Cut him off.
You say they give him the warning?
Cut
yep.
him off.
Yep, that's our weather warning.
Yeah.
Chiming in.
Yeah, Kevin the left.
That's the brought in. He done the devil and brought in a storm.
What's that, the bulletin?
Yes, Don. Yeah, so I have no control over that. So
As long as it doesn't do that time, because we left that morning and the skies opened up.
Crackle.
Remember that time? It was raining so hard.
Yeah, we get that puddle.
And the lightning was coming down like it was coming down on the highway.
It was blacker than black.
It was. We could not see. We couldn't. It was like walking in the south at night.
Well, I'm sure our listeners don't want to hear that, so I'm just going to put some music off right now.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, Tony, if you read that, it's probably telling them to watch out for stolen cars area.
Kevin Less the Mess.
You'll get that tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Less the Mess.
We'll be right back, y'all. It is Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1 FM. We'll be right back.